Next up on the program is State Representative John Dahl, as he talks a little bit about some of the key issues that he's hearing from constituents ahead of next year's legislative session, including some people who want to defund Common Core in education.
Well, Common Core, there's a group of people who want to defund Common Core. Common Core is what was brought in as is how Kansas got away from No Child Left Behind, which is a federal mandate of how our education is to be ran. And Common Core has tests. It was written. It still, you know, comes from the federal government. But the difference between Common Core, a major difference for me, is that the standards were written by Kansans. There's a group of people who feel that the Common Core is a mandate from federal government, and they want it out. The thing is if we get away from Common Core, we either go back to No Child Left Behind, or we lose out on $500 million, which is what the federal government gives the states for education.
So the question becomes, Representative, as you hear these comments, do you want to go back, or do you want to move forward with Common Core?
That's how I see it, but, you know, the people who, and there's a very large group and a very powerful group who wanted to fund it. I don't know what, you'll have to talk to one of them, but I'm kind of one of those guys that see black and white. I don't see a lot of gray. And I know that we have to do one or the other in order to get federal money. And if we take the $500 million away from the education that the federal funding has, it's sad that we do it that way, but that's just the way it is. And we have to have that $500 million in order, for education to survive as we know it today.
I'm talking with Representative John Dahl. I'm curious also to find out, you talk about taking the money out of the Common Core, but, with the legislature also possibly being on the hook for $440 million, that's an awful lot to swallow.
Yeah, that's the Gannon case, and if the state loses the Gannon case, that's what we're going to be in the till for is the numbers that we see. And there's going to be a lot of interesting things that come that, if you don't mind, I'm going to slip back to Common Core real quick. I know our schools here in Garden 477 have spent over $1 million already on the Common Core books and such, which will be obsolete if we defund Common Core. But the Gannon case, we've heard several, some people think that we might not have to deal with it this session. Other people say that it's going to be waiting for us when we get there. So, it's one of those things, the rumors are just out there, tons of them. But, we'll have to deal with it one way or another, and we will have a $440 million shortfall if we lose that Gannon case, which, that's a possibility, a good possibility, actually.
Going with Representative John Dahl, Representative, what are some of the other issues that you're hearing as concerns from your constituents from some of the town halls you've already had?
Well, we started a new health care system, CanCare, and they had what was called an IDD card. People wanted the disabled disability people to be carved out of that CanCare and stay with, and because they didn't want it in a private company, they wanted still to be with the state and in the state budget, and it wasn't carved out to the disagreement of the people in that business, and we're going to hear about that, I'm sure. I'm not sure what we can do now for that, and the income tax and what it could possibly do to property tax, the income tax we're trying to get rid of altogether, and the possible repercussions that it could have on local property taxes. That's an issue that needs to be, that we'd like to hear about how they feel about it, and transportation, wind energy. That's been playing big for us out here, even bigger for, the area of Dodge City and possibly going up by Leota, which is in Russ's district. You know, those are big issues.
I'm curious to know, I'm sure you're hearing a lot about the Obamacare right now, and of course the states were given the choice of whether to set up those state exchanges or whether they would have the federal government do that. Now Colorado's done it differently, and they've had 13 health insurance providers vying on the marketplace. We only have two. Is there any regret that we set up or had the federal government set up our exchange instead of doing it our own?
Yeah, this whole Obamacare thing and Affordable Care Act is a mess. We actually set up CanCare where there's three of them actually, and whenever you narrow it down like that, it always kind of makes me nervous because then you start having. You hope that there's not going to be some kind of a deal making between the three major branches, and price fixing going. I don't like conglomerations. I see what it's done in other aspects of our society, like the beef market, for example. The large companies control the prices of beef. Which comes back and controls that. I'd hate to see that get into our insurance.
That's State Representative John Dahl joining us on our Southwest Kansas Focus program this Sunday morning.